Chapter 7. The World of Science. Unit 14. Cracking the Genetic Code. The World of DNA.
Deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, is a very complex molecule found in all living cells, from human cells to one-celled bacteria. It is the substance of the hereditary material known as genes. Genes determine the traits that ensure a cat gives birth to kittens instead of mice. Genes also determine the color of eyes, the shape of feet, the type of teeth, and millions of other traits that make an individual unique. An individual's genetic code exists in the chemical structure of DNA, so an understanding of how genes produce these special traits first requires an understanding of the composition of DNA. The appearance of a single molecule of DNA can be compared to that of a twisted rope ladder. This structure, called a double helix, consists of two strands of bonded molecular units called nucleotides. Each nucleotide contains a compound, called a base, which binds together with other bases to form the rungs of the genetic ladder. The four bases are called adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. These bases are commonly shortened to A, C, G, and T, respectively. The precise order and amount of bases in a molecule of DNA are unique to each individual being, but the common patterns of these bases ensure the continuation of certain traits within a species. The types of proteins a cell produces determine the form and function of the cell, whether it is a liver, skin, or lung cell. Proteins consist of small molecular units called amino acids. There are exactly 20 different kinds of amino acids. A cell's DNA holds information for the synthesis of proteins from amino acids, which float freely in the cell. The order that the four bases are arranged in a DNA molecule influences the types and order of amino acids that link together in the formation of a protein chain. Specific segments of the DNA ladder carry the instructions for making specific proteins. Each of these segments is a gene, which contains a certain number of bases arranged in a particular order. The specific language of gene instruction is a three-base code. Any sequence of three bases corresponds to a specific amino acid. Scientists have named these sequences according to the abbreviated names of the bases. CAT, for example, refers to the group of bases cytosine, adenine, and thymine, arranged in the order listed. The first base sequence code to be deciphered was AAA. Researchers discovered the amino acid associated with the genetic code AAA by first isolating a strand of ribonucleic acid, or RNA. One type of RNA is a reverse copy of DNA sequences that can travel outside the nucleus to synthesize proteins throughout a cell. As a reverse copy, RNA carries a sequence of bases which bind with the opposites of the bases on the DNA ladder. This based pairing is fixed such that the base U always pairs with A and G always pairs with C. Therefore, a strand of RNA carrying the original genetic code AAA would have the three base sequence UUU. To decipher the DNA code AAA, therefore, scientists used an RNA chain consisting of only U bases. They submerged the RNA strand in a mixture containing all 20 types of amino acids, along with the materials of protein synthesis. The result was a protein chain comprised of only the amino acid phenylalanine. This implied that the RNA code for phenylalanine must be UUU, which meant that the DNA code for this particular amino acid was AAA. Mathematically, the four letters of the DNA bases yield a total of 64 different three-letter combinations. Consequently, most amino acids have more than one code. Only three of these three-letter sequences, UAA, UAG, and UGA, do not correspond with any of the 20 amino acids. What is amazing about the language of DNA is its universality. The same three-letter sequence codes for the same amino acid in all organisms, from humans to jellyfish to a single-celled algae. All life is therefore defined according to a shared genetic code. Even more amazing is the simplicity of the genetic language. Despite the great variety of living creatures, their existence is written in the simple sequencing of basic molecular units.